Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Boise State Broncos season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, make sure you grab a mountain cold refreshment. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. And lastly, we're brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, us, the NBA Finals free roll contest locks at the end of this week. So make sure you get your entry in for a free shot at winning $1,000. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store and download it today.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Football Experience, Boise State Broncos season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dant, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's up, man? How we doing today?
I mean, one of our favorite teams, man. We're covering one of our favorite teams, the Boise State Broncos. It's a untraditional year, I guess, because I mean, over the past, I guess now they're kind of coach proof, I guess you could say, because Dan Hawkins to Chris Peterson to Brian Harsin. Now it stops with Andy Avalos, who played at Boise State from 01 to 04. I like Andy Avalos. I think he's doing a great job. I think he's a great defensive coordinator. He was most recently the defensive coordinator of Oregon. But prior to his couple years in Oregon, he was at Boise State when they had their best success, I believe, with Harsin. And now starts this era with him at Boise State. But yeah, we've been to a game in Boise. We love the Smurf turf. What's your take on the hire? First off,
I think it's a good hire, and I think he's in an excellent position because the roster that he is inheriting is freaking loaded. So I think really, if you're looking at this year, the only real question marks is around the head coach, because Andy Avalos has never been a head coach before. But he did a good job in Oregon as DC. He's a Boise guy, so it's kind of a no-brainer hire. But you know, as with any first-time head coach, you never really know how they're going to be until they're on the job for a couple of years, you know, especially once you get into recruiting and everything, once his guys are in here. I mean, yeah, this year it pretty much should be autopilot. You know, you'd have to really, really do a bad job to screw this up. So no, in general, I think Avalos is the right man for the job. I think he'll do well in Boise. I think Harsin kind of just treaded water with Boise. He never got to the heights that Peterson did. Not to say he did a bad job, because they were, you know, every year they were a you know, 10 win team or right around there, but he didn't quite do as good as Peterson. So it's going to be interesting if Avalos can really, you know, take Boise up to that top notch where they were, what, 7-8 years ago or so.
Yeah. And it's interesting. They brought in an air raid guy offensively, Tim Plow, from UC Davis, where Dan Hawkins was the coach, but Chris Peterson was the guy who recommended Avalos to hire him. He said he thinks he's one of the cutting edge offensive coaches in college football. So, but that's they're going to go pass heavy then. That's something we haven't seen. Boise's normally a pro style offense, I feel like, of recent, at least the past 10 to 12, 10 to 15 years. So, they do have the quarterbacks to do that in Hank Bachmeier and Jack Sears from the USC transfer, both quarterbacks extremely talented. That's, I think, the strong suit of the team. Just off the top of my head, is like, man, that's they have quarterback depth that you wish you had at. I mean, big time programs wish they had both those. I think Georgia would probably trade JT Daniels for both.
Yeah, right. Well, with Bachmeier as the expected starter, I was actually a little surprised Sears didn't transfer out, because that dude can be a starting quarterback for probably, you know, 2/3 of the country.
Yeah,
if not more. So yeah, their depth there is amazing. If they can just stay healthy. I mean, last year with injuries and with COVID, it really just decimated their team. They still went 5-2, still went undefeated in the Mountain West in the regular season. But really, those two losses, especially that one against BYU, where I believe Bachmeier was out and Sears got injured in the first quarter, so they were on their third stringer, and that's why, you know, BYU they just ran away with that game. But not only are they loaded at quarterback, dude, the whole freaking offense is loaded.
They're returning 18 starters as a team, which is impressive. But the offense, they're bringing back pretty much their entire offensive line.
Four out of five, I believe.
And the fifth guy has got some starts before, and he's a senior right tackle. So you got to like the O-line play. And then obviously the run game, George Halani, I think he was injured last year. He had an MCL tear. Getting him back. And then also you have Cyrus Habibi Lakio. I'm probably butchering that, but their backfield is going to be strong. Their backfield, like,
and you haven't even mentioned Andrew Van Buren, the other running back. Yeah. He actually led the team in rushing yards last year. I think he might have been the 10th president of the United States also. And dude, the receivers with Khalil Shakur and CT Thomas.
I mean, getting those two guys back, both studs.
Tight end Riley Smith coming back too. I mean, this offense is freaking loaded. If you know, if that new OC can implement that passing attack, and if these guys can learn it quickly, there is no stopping this offense. They are loaded.
Yeah, yeah, and I just think that I'm intrigued to see, because they open up. We're gonna get to the schedule in a minute, but they go right into UCF week one. That's must watch TV to me, Thursday night. But defensively, which is what Avalos's specialty is, he's in a great spot. I mean, first off, he's getting all these Oregon transfers. Going back to that running back I just mentioned, Cyrus Habibi Lakio, but also he's bringing in defensive players on the a few of them from Oregon. Andrew Fafeolu, outside linebacker. Once again, it seems like these are a lot of Hawaiian guys, but he's just brought in a lot of players from Oregon over to this team. So they're returning the entire defensive line, basically, at least three of four, and then their linebacking core is back. Really, the secondary is the one you circle for some new differences there. They got both safeties back, but you are breaking in two new corners. You're also bringing back the kicker and punter. Be interesting to see how the defense performs, because I can tell you this, when Avalos was here prior to his stops in Oregon, his defense is ranked in the top 40 every year that he was here, ranking at 29th, 38th, and 30th in the 3 years. What's that?
Yeah, and the defense wasn't great last year, giving up almost 30 points a game, you know, over about 375 yards per game. So we know the offense is totally legit. If the defense can be solid or, you know, above average, then this is going to be a really good football team.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, guys, we're going to get to the schedule and the win totals in a second here. But first I want to tell you guys that the College Football Experience Boise State season preview is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Win Las Vegas experience. Get on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WinBet. Get started today and you'll receive a special offer up to a $500 risk-free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com, and download the app today. I also want to tell you guys that we're brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship or Stanley Cup futures when you buy directly from other sports bettors like yourself. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Well, submit a bid for a price that you think is fair, then buy it. PropSwap is making it easy to profit these playoffs by trading in and out teams as the postseason progresses. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. A few weeks ago, a PropSwap customer purchased a Montreal Canadiens Stanley Cup future for $45 when the team was down 3-1 against the Maple Leafs. And a few days later, he flipped it for $600. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Think stock market, but for sports betting. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit. Receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. And while you're at it, you got to download us, the SGPN app. Yeah, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you access to all of our picks and podcasts. Plus, the app is the exclusive way to enter the SGPN contest, including our SGPN $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. The contest locks at the end of this week, so get in while you can. Just download the app and hit the contest tab for your chance to take home $1,000. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, we're back with NC Nick talking Boise State Bronco football. And it's interesting. Before we dive into this win total and the schedule, you know, so I was listening to a few other podcasts talking. I was actually talking to a guy who knows college football, covers college football. And he was saying, in a way, now that this new 12 team playoff looks like it's going to go through, some of these jobs like UCF, like Memphis, like Boise State become a much more lucrative job than a middle of the road power five because of your chances of getting in. And we know Boise State really, since they've came to the FBS level, has been amazing. I mean, I think the highest win percentage. You add that to the what's looming, this 12 team playoff, and we might, Andy Avalos might have just struck gold coming back to where a place he played, where in a conference that they traditionally normally win, and they'll be right around the top, you know, right around that group of five spot every year. What's your take? You think? You know, he's sitting in a great spot now, right? You gotta agree.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's huge. You know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, it's all about money. And if you have access to that large pool of money, if you make the playoffs, what does that mean? That means higher, you know, a greater salary for the head coach, bigger salaries for assistant coaches to attract the best assistant coaches, to retain assistant coaches, more money for facilities, which should result in better recruiting. If you get access to those millions and millions of dollars that are doled out by the college football playoff, then that is only going to boost your whole program. So a lot of those schools in the past that they didn't touch that, they just got bowl money, and bowl money really failed in comparison to what the college football playoffs were dishing out to those four teams that made it every year. So yeah, it's a great time to be one of these, you know, in college basketball, we call it mid majors. And that's basically what they are in football. So yeah, if they can make the playoffs, you know, and not only, I mean, it, even if it's not Boise every year, even if it's just a different Mountain West team, most of the time that money is funneled down to every school in that conference. So these schools are going to get an influx of cash, which means they can build up their programs. So yeah, it's a great time to be any of these guys.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. And Boise State, there was talk that the AAC had reached out and talked to them. We'll see how that shakes out in the long run here. But Boise State Bronco fans, I also want to tell you, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Me and NC Nick talk college basketball year round. This is the College Football Experience, so subscribe to both. But we talk college football and college basketball year round, and we got you covered with your Broncos. All right, let's get to the football schedule here.
Hold on, one more thing before we do. You mentioned the game we went to in Boise, where Boise toppled BYU. Don't forget, that's not the only time we've seen Boise State live and in person.
That's true. We saw
all
them
all the way back to 2010 at FedEx Field when they took down Ryan Real Money Kramer's Virginia Tech Hokies 33-30 in a fantastic game.
Kellen Moore, I believe, to Austin Pettis, I think, in the corner of the end zone, last minute drive. That's one of the best games we've ever been to.
Oh, fantastic game. A lot of fun. And it's great to see the team traveling from Boise to Maryland. You know, Virginia Tech probably hopped on a bus and was there in a few hours.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, tailgating with some Boise fans that year, and they were just the nicest people in the world. So yeah, we've been Boise State fans for a long time. Just wanted to add that in there. Just want to take a little dig at those Hokie fans.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the teams they've beaten, anyone out there that says, they're group of five, they can't do it. Boise State has racked up quite the resume of teams they've beaten, whether it's the likes of the
Oklahoma,
Georgia Bulldogs, Florida State Seminoles. And these have happened in their backyard for the most part. Oklahoma was in Arizona, but I mean, a lot of these have happened in their backyard. Virginia Tech, Oregon State, Washington, TCU, Utah, BYU's. I mean, I'm probably forgetting some in here that they took down as well. I think Virginia. Remember, they came to Charlottesville and won like 59-7. They have just really earned it, in my opinion. As far as like to me, probably actually, I don't even put UCF and Cincinnati on that plateau that Boise State is on. As far as a team that has just came in for the past 20 years, really probably the past 22 years.
Yeah.
I think they beat Louisville one year. So, I mean, they just came in and just whooped ass. So that they have my full respect. And
I'm sorry to cut you off. You mentioned that Oregon game. Do you recall the best part of that game at the end?
Oh, the punch to the face.
LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette. That was a hilarious moment. Boise State fans probably don't like that moment, 'cause Blount was a duck.
Was talking shit. That guy was talking shit after the game. Yeah. And LeGarrette Blount said, not on my watch. Decked his ass. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. It's good stuff. But anywho.
But I mean, you look at the Boise State football season year by year. I mean, you want to talk about probably the most impressive run that I can think of since joining a major. I mean, we touched on App State on this, but okay. They joined the, I'm pulling up the year. What year? Okay. So year one, so their first 2 years, they struggle at the FBS, right? But ever since 98, they've been gold. All right. 6-5 in 98, 10-3, 10-2, 8-4, 12-1, 13-1, 11-1, 9-4, 13-0, 10-3, 12-1, 14-0, 12-1, 12-1, 11-2. 8-5, 12-2, 9-4, 10-3, 11-3, 10-3, 12-2, 5-2 last year. I mean, that is unbelievable, dude. I mean, they are really unbelievable at just being a startup program in a way of coming through, not startup because they didn't start up from scratch, but from coming from the FCS ranks to the FBS ranks. That is an unbelievable stretch.
Yeah, and especially a smaller university in the middle of, I mean, look, the town of Boise, I really enjoyed, but let's face it, they don't have a whole lot of local talent. You know, for the most part, they are raiding California for their recruits. So in order for a small school with not a whole lot of tradition, with no local talent base, they've done an amazing job.
17 double digit win seasons in the past 21 years. That's unbelievable. And one of those years shouldn't even count against them because it was a COVID season with some, with only seven games. So basically in 20 years, 17 double digit win seasons. Incredible. Let's get to the schedule here. Las Vegas win totals saying Boise State at 9 blindly. I just told you they had 17 double digit win seasons in 20 years. Give me the over.
I agree. I think make it 18
blindly. Okay.
They do have a very tough out of conference schedule.
They do.
Starting week one
at UCF. This is one of the most interesting games of the year, in my opinion. Can't wait to watch this one. Do you have a lean? I mean, this one is going to be, I mean, I kind of lean Boise State, but I think this is going to be, I expect this to be 31-31, you know, something like this with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. It's going to be a great game. And you know, two new coaches for both schools. So there's no advantage there. I do lean Boise though. I think right now, I think Boise is on a slightly higher level than UCF. Granted, it's on the road. It's at, you know, is in Central Florida.
That place is going to be lit. I almost think that's the neutralizer.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I like Boise, you know, and I mean, I know you like to go week by week, but I kind of look at out of conference than in conference. Okay. I'll say, I think Boise probably drops one out of conference game. This one might not be it, but if it is, then they'll win the other three, which we'll get to here shortly.
This game gone to my head. Give me Boise, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it was in Boise, I would say 100% Boise, but this one,
but it just seems like Boise is so good in that opening week game. You mentioned all those schools they've beat. Yeah. Most of those were opening week. Oklahoma wasn't, Virginia Tech wasn't, but a good portion of those were week one. And Boise usually gets that W. So I see no reason why they can't do it again.
This is must watch TV. Look,
I love the fact it's Thursday night. Also Thursday night, 7 PM Eastern time. Ah, what a great game.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me Boise to get this done just cause I'm a fan. I'll be honest. That's just because I like them more than UCF. All right. That's the only reason. I think this is a 50-50 game.
And that's saying something because you're a big UCF guy too.
Well, I was just fighting for them to win the or to have a chance to play. Look, I'm, when it comes to the AAC, I'm an East Carolina guy, buddy. All right, don't ever forget that. All right. Week two, they get UTEP, Dana Dimmel's squad, and they're gonna roll UTEP in Boise.
Yes, of course.
Week three, big one here. The Cowboys of Oklahoma State come into the Smurf Turf. Now, they played in Stillwater. And Oklahoma State got the better of them. I'm interested to see if Boise can return the favor and add another top-notch win to that resume of Power Fives that they've beaten. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I mean, especially at home, Oklahoma State's a very good team. They're returning a lot, you know, with the quarterback and some of the receivers, and you know, a good portion of the defense. The Cowboys are going to be very good this year, but it is in Boise. Yeah, really. I mean, especially if Boise can beat UCF, then I think they should be favored here. And you know, really, then you start looking at what could be a really nice season. I guess I got to go Boise, but still, I think they're going to win or lose one of these out of conference games. And if we can just jump ahead, because I keep on alluding to it, the other one a couple weeks later is at BYU, the revenge game from last year. Once again, you have to favor Boise right now with everybody that BYU lost, but you know, to have three out of four out of conference games against pretty damn good teams, you think they might drop one, right? They could win them all though.
They could win them all. I think that I'll be honest, that UCF game is gigantic because I think they have a decent shot to beat Oklahoma State on the Smurf Turf, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would favor them at BYU. So
agreed.
If they can get the UCF game, now they could still lose to Oklahoma State because Spencer Sanders is really good. And sure. I actually feel like Mike Gundy is better when they're not so rated in the preseason. And I feel like they're kind of, no one's talking about Oklahoma State. So I feel like traditionally Gundy has better years when that happens.
Right.
So I could totally see Oklahoma State winning that game, but gun to my head, if I had to create a line on that, I would say Boise -3. So the UCF game, huge. Can't wait to watch that one. So after Oklahoma State, they're at Utah State, bringing in Blake Anderson, who I like as a coach, but that program's not there yet, and especially it won't be by week four.
Yeah, and I mean, Boise just whipped him bad last year. Boise gets this. I agree. I think Blake Anderson is going to do a fine job there. I think Utah State is going to get back to where they were a couple of years ago, but that's going to take, you know, at least a year or two. So yeah, Boise wins that one.
Now we got a big one though. We got a one that is a must watch game again. I actually love this schedule so far, because the UCF game must watch, Oklahoma State game must watch, and then you get to October 2nd. The Wolfpack of Nevada coming into Boise. This is perhaps going to be the Mountain West championship game.
Well, I've been singing the praises of Nevada all preseason long. And well, hold on, let's mention this too, is that I think the two best schools right now in the conference are Boise and San Jose State. And it should be noted that those two schools do not play each other in the regular season.
I think Nevada is right there with
both schools. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think Nevada is right there with them.
Yes, I would say Nevada is right there. And then Wyoming, San Diego State, I think, you know, that probably rounds out.
Don't sleep on Air Force. Don't sleep on Air Force.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm getting at is that Boise has most of those guys at home. They have Nevada at home, Air Force at home, Wyoming at home. The only tough one, last game of the regular season at San Diego State, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I like Nevada, but at home, you have to favor Boise again, right?
I do, but I do think once again this should be a fourth quarter one where the game's probably going to be close.
Yeah,
give me the win against Nevada. Then they're at BYU. We talked about this one. BYU's had their number lately, but this is the year Andy Avalos makes a statement. They get the win in Provo, but this will be a lit crowd, altitude.
Oh yeah.
It's a legit great home environment in college football coming to play at BYU. Ask USC the last time they went up there. Ask Mississippi State the last time they went up there. No matter who you bring up there, that's a tough place to win. Then this is actually the sneaky game, dude, because I know it's on the Smurf turf, but the fact you are going air raid Nevada, then at BYU, then you're home without a bye week to Air Force. Air Force for years was that team that was beating Boise. When I went rattled off those years when they had like 12-1 seasons, their one team that bit them consistently, I feel like, was Air Force.
Right.
Obviously it's on the Smurf turf, so you gotta love that if you're a Boise fan.
But really the triple option don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care where you're at. If you want a style of football that will take away a home crowd and their advantage, it the option. Cause if they're just sucking the clock down, getting, you know, 4 yards per fullback dive, going on 10 minute drives, that is the way to neutralize the crowd. And coming off the heels of potentially a big win at BYU, where they've lost that game last couple of years. So
I mean,
they could be celebrating that, you know,
imagine if they beat Nevada and BYU, they're thinking championship. So that's Air Force actually catches them in a great spot.
I agree.
Then they're at Colorado State. I do think Adazia will have this team better, more competitive, more physical, but I'm still, you know, not sold on Adazio as a head coach, but I do think I've never had a problem stating that his teams are very physical. So
right.
I think they get that one in Fort Collins, but I do think it could be a little bit closer than what people think.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think they're clearly the better team right now. And you know, their next two games are, that is back-to-back road trips. If they have a problem, it's probably on the second one, not the first one.
Yes, for sure.
But all things considered, I mean, Colorado State and Fresno aren't bad, but there's worse back-to-back road trips.
I agree, but I think Fresno is a team that I really liked that hire. He was doing really good things as the OC with Tedford. Then he left, and he was kind of the guy, in my opinion, Kalen DeBauer that really got Indiana over the hump with their offense. And now he's back at Fresno. Last year's a horrible year to be a first year coach, but I really feel like Fresno could be that team that bites them too. I'm going to give them the win, but I mean, they got a Washington transfer and Jake Haener. They're returning 20 starters. So I don't know why. I mean, and this is a team that just recently, not that long ago, won the Mountain West. in Boise.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, the coach and his offensive chops. I mean, that school finished fifth in the country in passing yards last year. So, and to be able to do that in his first year in a shortened preseason,
no spring ball. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's huge. Now the defense, they need, I mean, if Fresno's going to be any decent this year, if they're going to be above 500 and go bowling, the defense needs to step up. Cause I mean, just look at the last two games of the year where they allowed Nevada to put up 37 and then New Mexico to score 49 on them. You don't like seeing that, especially against a really high powered Boise school.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I actually think that's a scary game though, man. It's a scary game. All right. Circle that one. But I almost feel like they're going to lose one of these. I almost feel like it's the Air Force, Colorado State, or Fresno. They're going to drop one, but maybe I'm wrong. Then the final, the final stretch, I should say. They are home to Wyoming, which Craig Bowl play. I think this is going to be a game. The last time they were in Boise a couple years ago, pre-COVID, I believe Wyoming missed the kick to win the game, went to overtime. Boise won it in overtime.
Yeah, really, this just speaks to the strength of the conference right here because there's so many quality programs, and Wyoming is definitely one of them. Once again, at home, Smurf Turf, got to favor Boise, but you're not going to favor by that much, and Wyoming's going to be a very solid football team this year.
Yeah, and then you get New Mexico, Rocky Long, and Danny Gonzalez's bunch. I think they're vastly improved, but they're not ready for Boise yet, especially on the Smurf Turf. Right. And then the final one, which is weird because it's at San Diego State, but is it really? Because San Diego State, you know, building that new stadium, they're playing their games basically in Long Beach or in Carson in LA.
So an hour away.
Yeah. More than an hour, probably, like
depending on traffic.
So that's a far one, but still dangerous though, because San Diego State actually has talent. Brady Hoke has had success there before. I know it wasn't last year. They kind of had a tough year last year going 500, but I do think San Diego State is very capable of beating them. They better watch. They better tread lightly in Carson, California there. So, I mean, I'm curious. So what's your projected record then?
I think they go 10-2. I think chances are they lose one out of conference and one in conference. That in conference game, maybe it's Air Force, maybe it's Nevada, maybe it's one of those two road games back to back. I would say, yeah, I'm going 10-2 with a worst case scenario 9-3 and a best case scenario 11-1.
I mean, I say best case scenario. Yeah, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say undefeated. That is a tough gauntlet. It's actually tough,
especially with a brand new head coach who we don't know exactly how he's going to do as a headband.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go over. I'll say 10.
I'm going over.
They win double digits every year, so I feel like worst comes to worst, I highly doubt 8-4. 8-4 would be like what they lose to UCF, Oklahoma State, BYU, and then a Mountain West team.
Considering everybody they have coming back, if they go 8-4, it is a disappointing year in Boise. And I think at that point, you know, even though it's his first year, I think you have to start wondering if Avalos is the right guy for the job. Is that too critical year one?
I think so. If he goes 8-4, that's still a good season for most teams.
Yeah, but they're loaded. There's no reason why they shouldn't do better than that.
I know, but I'm just saying, well, that schedule is actually harder than I was anticipating coming into it.
I think the one good thing about the schedule is that they missed San Jose State, and the other two out of the other three toughest games, or three out of the four toughest conference games, are at home, but granted, out of conference is pretty damn tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Bronco fans, you're going to know a lot after Thursday, September 4th, or what is that, the 4th, or is that Thursday, September 2nd. Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to know a lot. Because if you win that one, this could be especially, I'll say this. I know we don't have that 12 team playoff now, but if you are able to beat UCF and Oklahoma State in the first month, hey, those are great wins to have, because I still think there's a solid chance Oklahoma State is playing for the Big 12 championship. I know everyone's penciling in Iowa State. Me and Patty C talked about this on the Big 12 preview. Wouldn't shock me at all if Oklahoma State's playing for the Big 12 championship. And also UCF wouldn't shock me at all. I actually kind of think they're going to be playing for the AAC championship. So imagine you have a run and you're playing those two
or I'm sorry, you have a run, and they're looking at that resume and saying, man, UCF playing for the AAC championship, Oklahoma State perhaps playing for the Big 12 championship, or maybe even just a 9-win team, whatever you want to say. And then, and then BYU just being respectable, which I think BYU will still be a bowl team. I think that's a great resume it's no playoff, unfortunately, for at least another 2 years, but give me the over, sign me up, buck 'em Bronco, baby. Let's go Boise. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're breaking down all 130 college football teams. Yes, we will have a preview on New Mexico. Yes, its own podcast for every single team in college football. That's why you should subscribe to the College Football Experience and subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as well, as we highlight the Mountain West in a few weeks here. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been over 500 each and every year we've only done it 4 years. All four years we've been over 500. We've also been way over 500 on our locks. We give you all that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Or if you just download the SGPN app, you'll have all of that there. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. Oftentimes sponsors say that's a big deal when they're going into business with the company. They want to see fans engaged talking about the product they're about to invest in. So help us help you. All right. If you leave us a nice review, take a screenshot with your phone, tag me at the Colby D, and I will send you a College Football Experience t-shirt at the Colby D on Twitter, I should say. I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt though. All right. Give me a follow as well. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give all of them a follow. And check out that Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. This is the College Football Experience Boise State Broncos season preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.